right. We are talking to my dear friend, Anne, who is a beautiful blonde Capricorn who happens to be holding her little Cancer baby boy in her arms right now. And we wanted to do a session on helping women understand the child that they have if their child is born with a sun sign in Cancer or Scorpio or Pisces. So let me start out, Anne, by asking you if you can just tell us about your family, the number of children, their ages, their birth order.
I'm married, and my husband is 53 and has two boys from his previous marriage who are 18. He's a Leo, and 15, he's a Cancer. And now we have Brock, who is 5 months old and is a Cancer.
Okay. I'd like to tell you a little bit about his chart. I want to confirm his birth information, that he was born on July 7th, 2006, at 11:28 a.m. in Evanston.
That's right.
Okay. Now, most mothers want to know the sun sign, moon sign, and rising sign of their children. So let me talk about that first. Brock has a sun sign in Cancer, just like his older sibling. His moon sign is Sagittarius. The moon had just gone into Sag when he was born. And if you would have looked directly to the eastern horizon when he was born, we would have found the constellation of Virgo. So if you run across somebody who knows something about astrology, now you can say he's a sun in Cancer, moon in Sagittarius with a Virgo rising sign. I think you knew that, right?
Mm-hmm, I did.
These are three critical factors that help to describe who he is. Now, in a birth chart, we first want to look at how many planets are in different elements. Each of us have 10 planets or pure powers in our horoscopes, and they appear in one of four categories, and they are fire, earth, air, and water. So let me just very briefly describe them to you. The fire children, people who have strong fire are energetic, strongly spirited, impulsive. They really need to be out in the world and energetic. Earth signs are more practical, pragmatic. They have their feet on the ground. They tend to be more deliberate and more patient. Air signs tend to be more mental, more quick thinking, have a real strong social quality and social need. And water, which is what we're discussing today, has to do with emotion and feelings and sensitivity. What I find so interesting about Brock's chart is out of the 10 planets, he has three planets in the water signs, and they are arranged in a big triangle in his chart. So if we were to draw a line from his sun to where Jupiter was when he was born to where Uranus was when he was born, we would make a big triangle. In astrology, it's called a grand trine in water. So the water quality is really prevalent in him. So can you describe how you experience that water quality in your child who's only, 4 months old now?
Well, if we think of water sign as being someone who is likes to be nurtured and likes to have a lot of people around, we have that with Brock. I mean, he's a very cuddly baby, really loves to be held. He has such a large extended family, so he's always being passed around from, you know, myself or his father or his two big brothers who are almost like, you know, big dads. And then he has a nanny and her husband who are here many days of the week who are very loving, always holding him, and he seems to really do well with all that kind of security and nurturing around him.
And can you tell us something about Nanny Susan and her husband? I find that such a fun story.
Nanny Susan is an older Irish woman who was the nanny for the two older boys since the oldest boy was 6 months old. So she really helped raise the two older boys and had really gone into retirement as they got to be teens, but was still very much a part of the family and would come over to dinner regularly and that sort of thing with her husband. And when I became pregnant with Brock, we thought, gosh, I wonder if she would come out of retirement for us. And we asked her, and she just jumped at it. It was like she was waiting for us to ask her.
That's wonderful. And how often is Brock with Nanny Susan?
She's here 2 to 3 days a week.
And she doesn't drive, so her husband drives her, right?
Yeah, she doesn't drive, so her husband, Bob, who's retired, drives, and he stays all day, and the baby's either in her lap or Bob's lap all day if he's not sleeping in his crib.
That is just so wonderful. So he's really got his own family. He's, in a sense, he's got three fathers and a grandma and a grandpa that see him on a regular basis.
Yeah, big smiles when they show up in the morning. Big, 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 big smile.
Aww. And one other thing that I think is interesting about water children is how important it is for them to get good sleep. Can you talk about his sleep habits?
Well, I think lucky from what other new parents say. He started sleeping through the night at about 8 or 9 weeks. So he'll typically sleep 11 to 12 hours straight every night. It's very, very regular go-to bedtime, very regular up time. And he's very good about taking his naps. He takes two really, really solid, long naps during the day and a couple smaller naps, too.
I'd say you were really blessed.
Yep.
That's really amazing.
Very calm, I think, because of all the regular rest that he gets.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also when he's awake, he's comforted in a lot of people's arms who really love him. I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He's just the most adorable little thing, of course, because his parents are so beautiful. Well, let me also say this about children who have a lot of water that might be helpful for moms that are listening to this segment, is water children are like psychic sponges. They really absorb the emotional, psychic environment around them. So it's very important that you pay attention to who's around the baby. You also want to protect the baby about being out too much in the general public where it's around people that you cannot control, their moods or their vibrations. So for women who have children with water signs, it's really important, especially as they're infants, to kind of protect them from the general public and that kind of, going to the movies or being on a train kind of a thing, or even on a plane, because these are children that are super absorbers. And so you may actually experience them going through different kinds of moods because of who they've been around.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that with him at all?
I can say that I almost never take him out where there are going to be a lot of people around. I don't have to go to the grocery store. I get my groceries delivered.
Oh.
The couple of times I have had to drag him to the grocery store, I just don't like it. It seems like he gets very unsettled. So we typically are either in the house or he's just on strolls around, the beautiful neighborhood or along the lakefront.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Bringing him to the lake, too, as a water child, when he gets old enough next summer, I'll go with you. We can take him to the beach because this is his element, the element of water. You also might want to get him in the water early,
mm-hmm.
even swimming lessons early, because this is a child who might really love water. Does he love his baths?
I was going to say he loves his bath time. Either Nanny Susan or his dad and I give him baths several times a week, and he smiles and he kicks, and it seems to be a fun
thing.
Soothing thing for him. And I am going to sign up for mommy and baby swim classes at the Y.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, he will probably really thrive in water, especially with his mom. Here's an idea for you. Because he's a sun sign in Cancer, as he gets older, you may find that he's really curious about his grandparents or his lineage, where he comes from, where did the family come from. And when we think of cancers frequently are really interested in their family history. So he may be interested in genealogy, as an example, as he gets older, wanting to maybe do some online research. Family traditions as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any family traditions around the holidays, that also might be something that he really looks forward to. Okay, are you planning on having any more children?
We're thinking about it. We'd have to move pretty quickly because I'm a little older, so I don't probably have all the time in the world to think about that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So we are thinking about it. It would be nice to have a girl with all the men in our house.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you want to share about Brock?
I think the other thing I would say is that I did do, practiced yoga very regularly throughout my pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much that contributed to his demeanor, but I sort of feel like it all ties together.
Mm-hmm.
And just seems to be kind of a very fluid process.
Mm-hmm. So one thing you might recommend to women is to continue doing, to start doing yoga, or maybe even continue doing yoga while they're pregnant.
Definitely. And it, of course, you know, I think it really helped with the birth and all of that, but it just seemed like everything was very, very smooth. And maybe part of that was due to the very regular yoga practice up until the day he was born.
Wow.
And then 2 weeks after he was born, I went back to it.
And can you tell us what his actual birth process was like?
It was very, he was late officially. He was 2 weeks late, so they had decided that they would finally induce because they didn't want me to go any longer. And the night before, several hours before they were going to induce, my water broke on its own, which was a very happy, happy moment. And the first part of the labor it hurt a lot. But I did have an epidural, and that really helped me relax. It was a very actually lovely experience in a very kind of darkened hospital room with not a lot of people coming and going. I had a soothing nurse who came and went, and other than that, it was just my husband and I sort of being in that space and being real quiet for about 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Until the active labor started, which was only a couple of hours.
Well, it sounds like a real blessing that you had that kind of a process for your first child.
I was very lucky. It was really wonderful, and I immediately thought, oh, I could do this again after he emerged.
That's funny. Well, thank you so much for taking your time, and I know you need to get back to him. I could hear his little squeals in the background. Is he ready to take his nap?
He's pretty ready.
Okay. Well, I will let you go, and thank you so much for sharing your story about Brock with us.
Thank you.
Okay, Ann.